So our reading this morning is about God speaking to a little kid. Did you guys know that God can talk to little kids and call you to be servants and ministers? Yeah?
He can talk to everybody.
He can talk to everybody, but a lot of people don't know that kids can be ministers, but almost all of you are already ministers here at Trinity. What are you a minister of?
Acolyting.
What are you a minister of? Altar Guild. What are you a minister of? Acolyting. What are you a minister of? Uza? Acolyting. And Tibetchi, you're a minister of the Word. You read sometimes at church, don't you? And pretty soon, do you want to be on Altar Guild or an acolyte? Acolyte? Okay. Acolyting is fun. Okay, so all of you guys have heard God call you to serve. Now, do any of you know how old I was when God called me to be a priest? You know this?
I'm taking a guess.
You're going to guess? How old do you think I was? Be kind.
But you were
20 years old. That's very kind, but it was not the age. How old was I?
12 or 13.
Pretty close.
Oh my God.
Not 12 or 13. You were there. Do you remember? You were at my ordination, weren't you? Yeah, you were. You were little. How old, Uza? Oh my gosh. Uza said you were a minister since you were born. Excellent answer. We're all ministers of the church. At baptism, we become ministers of the church. Excellent answer. But I heard the call to be a priest when I was 7. Wow, I know. And all of you guys have already heard your call to be servants and ministers. So I'm really impressed with all of you. That's pretty darn good. Now you get to think about what do you want to do when you get older. If you want to continue to serve in the church, you have to open your heart to God's calling, right? Yep, okay. How do you hear God's calling you? What do you think, Tibetchi? Perfect. You hear God calling you in your heart. That's an excellent answer. How else, Uza? God's calling you because you know you're living a good life and nothing bad has happened. That's okay. Yeah. In your heart, by your life. What's the other way God speaks to us?
Through prayer.
Through prayer. You got it. Through the Bible. And sometimes God speaks to you when your priest comes up and says, I really, 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 really need you to do this, which I've done to you.
Yes,
I have. Well, I'm so glad you guys are ministers of the church, as is everybody. So let's say our prayer before you go to Sunday school. Come on in. What do you guys do once a month? That's another ministry you all participate in. What is it, Uza? Sun Seekers is more fun where you become friends, but what's the thing that you actually, you pack the lunches for the homeless, which is next Sunday. And so, yeah, you guys are ministers all the time in so many different ways. I'm so happy. Will you take this with you? Okay, let's say a prayer. Does anyone here feel called to say the prayer? You do? Okay, Uza, you can come say the prayer.
Dear God, let us know that everybody is a priest because you have baptized us and you have been calling out to us saying that we are all priests. Amen.
Amen. All right, you guys, go to Sunday school and we will see you back in a little bit. Thank you, Uza.